Hello and welcome to the first episode of the podcast. My name is Evan Gonzalez. Today, we're going to be seeing the latest tech news. You can send in your comments in Anchor Messages. Okay, let's get right into it. Alexa will finally be able to launch and control apps on both Android and iOS. In the future, you will finally be able to open and navigate Android and iOS apps using Alexa voice commands. This comes after Alexa released a preview of developer tools that can be used to open apps. This is already in use by companies like TikTok, Uber, and Sonic. Many people think this is good because they do not have to choose between Android Google Assistant or Apple iOS Siri. Please leave what you think in an anchor message. Well, I think this is cool because now you do not need to choose between Google Assistant or iOS Siri. Now you have Alexa too, so there's more options for the consumer, but it's also more difficult for the developers because developers now, instead of worrying for Siri and Google Assistant, now you need to worry for Alexa and Bixby, which are other things. And it's gonna be more difficult if you have other voice assistants because now there's different platforms, different codes that you need to use. So it's harder for developers, but it's more convenient for us. Okay, guess what's happening on August 7th? The Note 20 has some new leaks that has been discovered just before the launch date. It will not have an 108 megapixel camera. The battery will be slightly smaller with 4,399 mAh, the S Pen will have higher latency, and the glass will not have Gorilla Glass 7. This contrasts the Note 20 Ultra that has all of these features, and they're launching on August 7th. Okay, personally, I'm an iOS fan. I like Android, but I prefer iPhone. It's just more simpler, but if you're an Android fan, I think you would prefer the Note 20 Ultra. It has a lot of specs, but here's the specs for the Galaxy Note 20. 6.7 Super AMOLED display, Full HD 1080p 393 ppi, 60Hz refresh rate, Samsung Exynos 990 only in Europe, 8GB of RAM, 256GB of storage, no microSD support. The cameras, 12MP main camera sensor, 12MP ultra wide angle, 64MP telephoto, 8K 30 frames per second video recording, 30x zoom, 10MP front-facing camera, 4,300mAh battery, reverse wireless charging, fast charging, 50% in 30 minutes. The colors is Mystic Black, Mystic Bronze, and Mystic Green. Okay, the AMOLED display is good, 6.7-inch, pretty big, but as you know, J-Rig always burns them. Anyway, it's 1080p, 60Hz, 60Hz could be better, it could be 90Hz, 120Hz. 60Hz is not, it's the normal, but like 60Hz is not very good. Samsung Exynos 990 chip, good. 8GB of RAM, that's good. I mean, my iPad, I think, has less. 256GB of storage, that's very good. No microSD card support, that's very bad. If you want expandable memory or if you don't have any memory and you don't want to back up everything into the cloud, you could get a microSD to back up everything, but this phone does not support microSD. The camera's 12MP main camera sensor, that's standard. 12MP ultra wide angle, that's standard. 64MP telephoto, that's very good. One thing that Samsung is doing good is that they are managing to get their cameras to record 8K 30 frames per second. iPhones still record at 4K, some phones still record at 1080p. So it's good that they are revolutionizing the camera industry. They're getting better. They're even better than Apple now. And speaking of Apple, there is a new iOS beta, iOS 14. It is the third beta. It features a new clock widget and many bugs were fixed, this like now being able to use guided access. It also fixed the infamous storage bug that wasted a lot of storage. There is a new modem firmware 1.50.20 and a new build number 18A5332F. This indicating that more updates for developers are expected before the actual iOS is released. The beta already has widgets, sound recognition, an app drawer, app clips, a redesigned maps, photos, and more.